This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just so the panel knows, this will be moderated, so I'll just have people raise their hands and I'll call on people to ask questions. All right? So we'll start with Fred.
Well, this High School Musical trilogy has been such a phenomenon for you guys. I was wondering, how are you thinking or planning to transition into more adult roles, starting with the gentleman?
It's all about range. It's all about, we as artists, you're never satisfied. So you got to always continue to stretch yourself. I'm just focusing on getting some more in-depth roles. It'd be nice to really challenge myself, stretch a little bit more. Also, just expanding into other art forms as well. I'm working on music. I've been in the studio working on my second album. And I also went into producing. I produced a film with my father called Freestyle, which is about motocross. It'll be out in January in the theaters.
Zach?
Earlier in the year, I filmed, actually before High School Musical 3, I filmed a movie called 17 Again, playing like a 37-year-old guy in a 17-year-old's body, so that was interesting. And then right after that, I filmed a movie called Me and Orson Welles, and that's more of a drama set in 1937 about the Mercury Theater Troupe putting on their production of Julius Caesar. So, two different roles.
Okay.
Zach? But leaving High School Musical, did you feel like as you were like doing every scene, did you think, I've got to savor this because this is it? Just like when you're in your last year of high school, did you feel any of that, number one? And are you going to be doing Footloose?
Yes, when we were filming High School Musical, we took every opportunity to kind of revel in the scenes and in the dances because we knew that this would be the last time we were all together in this capacity. So we were soaking it up, and Footloose is coming together. Actually, we're trying to figure out the right way to do it, but yeah, it seems like it could happen.
And the star in you?
I hope so.
What will you miss most now after all these 3 years? What's been one of your favorite memories?
I don't know if is that for everybody.
Sorry,
I don't know. I don't know if you can put it all into one specific memory. I think it's just the environment. This has been a very safe, fun, and creative place for us to work for the past 3 years, and it's going to be pretty hard to leave that behind.
Okay, over here on the front of this car.
This movie is Zach and Chad. Character is
Troy and Chad. It's all good.
Troy and Chad. Kind of striving to find out what want to be, so that when you were a kid, you guys had a kind of clear vision. Oh, I want to be this one. Or did you have kind of some struggle to decide what you want to be?
I had no idea that I wanted to be an actor. I went through high school just like all the other guys. I didn't really have any plans for my future. But this was kind of my extracurricular and my hobby. And I don't know, various doors opened and I went through them and I ended up here today.
One sec. All right, back here.
This is for Kenny.
Hi there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, it's all good.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all good. It always changes. When you're a kid, you have grand ideas to really become a lot of different things. It changed. I wanted to be a marine biologist. I wanted to be a plastic surgeon. Eventually, it came down to two directions, and it was pediatrician or an actor. I grew up. yeah, right.
He's kind of got the best of both worlds.
Figured now I could at least play a doctor on TV. So, but I grew up in it, and I always knew that I wanted the arts in my life. It was just whether it would be a full on career or not. And the time came that I had to make the decision, and I actually decided just to go with what I love doing.
Here we go again. The movie, it feels different than the previous two. It looks more expensive, and it's nice to see it in 16:9 instead of 4:3. So, what were the were you looking into going into this break this time to make it, I don't know, going out with a band or something? I don't know if it's going to be a full movie or what. Or if this is it.
I'm not sure. This is the last part of your question?
That I don't know if you guys are going out with a band with a third one or there's going to be also a fourth one.
Gotcha. You know, we kind of did our best to do each film, full out. You know, Zach says, you know, we didn't leave anything on the dance floor but a pile of sweat. That, you know, we never came into these movies thinking we were just making a little movie for television. We raised the bar on ourselves, we challenged ourselves every day, and we always set out to do something special that would have, you know, some lasting power. I think for High School Musical 3, you know, it was special for me in that, you know, I went after High School Musical 1 because I was hoping that, hey, if I do a good job here, maybe this might reveal the curtain on me again and give me another shot to do a full-length feature motion picture. Little did I ever, you know, imagine that High School Musical would actually be, you know, that full-length motion picture. So for me, moving into High School Musical 3 was like a real dream fulfilled. And so it was just great fun, you know, imagining it, designing it, playing with these guys, you know. But we really kind of set it up the same way. You know, we did have a little bit more money, but we had a lot more lighting and a lot more detail to sort of, you know, pay attention to. And we had a little bit more schedule so we could think a little bigger. But of course, we wanted our film to be recognizable. We wanted our audience to immediately recognize where they were and who they were with. And, you know, we certainly didn't want to throw the baby out, as they say. So, you know, we wanted to go for a bigger design, but not lose ourselves in the process.
Okay. I want to ask Corbin and Zach, you have a great number together in this. And I wonder if you got more input into the story and into your characters this time than before. Did you have any early meetings where you guys could say, I hope this time he gets to do this or not? More input into your characters.
I think Kenny, from the first film, was always very open to ideas from the whole cast and was always accepting our input. I know that everybody had a hand in their characters since the first film. What was great about this third one is I feel like the rehearsal process, since we had a longer time, we had 5 weeks, we had more time to workshop. So really sit down, everybody discuss characters and relationships between each character. So I think you just saw the background with all these different personalities throughout the whole movie. You know, you have, of course, when you have an entire ensemble on stage and there's a certain scene in the forefront, in the background, there's still moving bodies all over the place, and you want to be able to see, just like a real high school, you know, kids intermingling. You know, you pass through the hallway. You're not just passing through the hallway. You actually, you know, you have certain friends. I think we really got a chance to expand on that and just get more in-depth with that in this film.
Zach, did you have any more say about what you wanted Troy to do this time around?
I don't know if I had more say. I think it was more that we had two movies of background. So our characters are pretty established by now. We didn't have to do as much character building as much as, you know, just finishing, essentially. And we had the ability to actually reminisce, which is what you're seeing in, in The Boys Are Back. We've never been able to do that before. So.
Okay. Right here, second row.
Kenny. Between your involvement in Dirty Dancing, what you did with High School Musical, you've created the romantic fantasies for at least the past two generations. Is there something that you are trying to instill? Because I know that between this move with Patrick Swayze and what you've done with Zach, you've, like, ruined men for a lot of women, and certainly for me. Is there something that you're trying to do, setting up those romantic...
You know, I've been very fortunate. I have to say, first of all, you know, that, you know, I can't do anything without the idea. And we're sitting with the man here, Bill Borden, who came up with this idea, you know. And the idea is the most important thing. And then, you know, Bill going to the right guy, Peter Barsacchini, to come up with, you know, creating this world and defining these, you know, characters. And I'm always looking for a special individual, you know, when I'm casting, from my point of view. I'm, you know, just over the years, I've discovered that, you know, as a choreographer as well, when I'm auditioning dancers, technique is important, you know, experience is important, but I want to know that I've got dimension, and I want to know that that I have excitement, and that the individuals that I'm going to sort of, you know, put forward can handle responsibility and are going to have ideas and are going to be, you know, creative partners and are going to bring something to the play. And so, you know, I can just say that, you know, with Patrick Swayze and with Zac Efron, that, you know, I felt that from the moment that they walked in the door. I felt that there was, you know, there was real sort of life going on in there, an interesting individual, somebody who just didn't want to act, you know, but, you know, has a life and is going to be, you know, fun because he's colorful as an individual and he's going to have lots to draw on. He's also one of the brightest actors that I've ever had the chance to work with at 20 years old and keeps me on my toes. And so I think it's about that. You know, it's about actors that bring something with them other than the craft.
And was this yours or was that in the script?
Which?
Dirty Dancing. This one.
That was mine.
I love you for that.
Thank you. No, I don't like to say that was mine or that was hers or that. You know, it came out of a workshop and we were crawling all over the floor and Patrick was kind of watching and I was kind of being Johnny and our director was peeking through the door, Emil Ardolino, and he went, I want this in the movie. That wasn't even in the movie. That was a workshop we were doing one afternoon just goofing around and Emil Ardolino and our writer, Eleanor Bergstein, fell in love with it and ended up putting it into the film. But I have to say, some of the most enjoyable stuff, you know, comes from, you know, having that kind of playfulness and freedom and out of improv and workshopping, and that Peter Barsacchini, our writer, is so supportive of that kind of thinking and has been from the very onset with High School Musical.
Back to them.
This is for everyone. What scene was the last one you shot, and what was going through your mind when they yelled, that's a wrap?
It's yours. Hey.
Last scene everybody shot was
the entire
graduation
on stage. Yeah, right.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Okay. It was the final scene in the movie was actually the final scene that we shot, which is very rare. You constantly shoot out of order, and for us to actually have the final scene in the film being the curtain closing on these characters, on their lives at high school, it was very similar. It was art mimics life in this category. I mean, we were all up on stage and reminiscing over these past 3 years. You know, this was the same stage where we shot Breaking Free. This was the same stage where we've experienced just so many creative breakthroughs with each other and friendships. I mean, it was a very emotional time. I remember we all went back to the...
Yeah, we had to close down the production.
Come on,
yeah,
Bill.
We did.
A couple hours.
They were all crying, and Bill was like, put them in the van, send them back to makeup. It was...
It was funny. By the way, Kenny was crying too.
Yeah. No, but you're right. I mean, it was the stage that so many wonderful things had, you know, happened on for us, and where it all sort of started for us. And suddenly, you know, the curtain literally was like closing on them, and it was overwhelming. It was overwhelming, and the entire cast, one at a time, it was like started to crumble, and we had to stop shooting. And Bill ordered the van to come and pick them up and send them back to the makeup trailer, and it took, you know, quite some time to get everybody back, didn't it?
Can we
hear
that from you guys?
What?
Can we hear what happened? Were you actually crying?
Yes.
Corbin was crying.
Don't even.
No,
I saw those tears shed.
No. It, like you said, this. We were standing on the stage watching the curtain close, and that this is where everything began for us. It's where we, like Corbin said, we did Breaking Free, Bop to the Top. So many musical numbers. I'm trying to think from, I guess none from the second movie, really, but... you know, that's where it all started, and it was symbolic of our journey, you know. We've come a long way as Wildcats, but even more as individuals. So.
And to maintain our manhood, we didn't cry in front of everybody on the stage. We waited until we got back to the makeup trailer to let loose. It was just the six of us that were there, and of course then we just broke down, and the girls' makeup was running.
Corbin waited until he got to.
Okay, I want to make sure we get our new cast members a chance to speak as well. Do we have any questions for them? Sir, Ms. Petrie?
For the new cast members, how was it joining this already established phenomena and coming on as newcomers to this?
It was definitely scary, you know, because there's a lot of pressure going into
High School Musical 3, where they've, you know, gotten it to the big screen. And, you know, there's definitely a fear for us going into it. We don't want to, you know, try too hard to impress them or, you know, try to be one to stand out and steal from their movie. So it was just a lot of, you know, going in and learning the roles from the guys that made it where it is now.
Yeah, and I think it was a, you know, an amazing opportunity for all of us. So, you know, early on in our careers, just, you know, to come into such a well-established cast and, you know, and then, you know, they welcomed us in with open arms. I was kind of scared about fitting in and kind of like being the new girl in school in such, you know, a famous school. But, you know, I had a great time and I'd do it, you know, I'd do it all again.
Yeah, I don't think any of us ever knew what to really expect coming into the whole situation. But like Gemma said, they welcomed us into the High School Musical family with open arms and came like one big family.
Okay,
so
sir?
Yeah, this is for all the cast members. So this being the first election, you guys all, most of you are able to vote. Like, if you can have any of the presidential candidate or the VP candidate to play one of your characters. Who would you?
I would love to see John McCain do Zach solo scream.
Yeah. I think that's a good.
That was great. That's a good answer.
With the film being, everybody expects it's going to make an awful lot of money. And I wondered if this really could be the last one. You know how this business works. Aren't you not going to do College Musical?
No.
Are there no plans whatsoever?
There are plans to make another movie, yes.
Okay. That's fine.
There are plans to make other movies. We're in discussions with Disney about how we proceed and where we go. I don't think it'll be College Musical.
staying along the same lines, High School Musical 4, there's been a lot of talk that the original cast members won't all be in that movie. How will the younger kids, the sophomores, step up to the plate and become the stars of High School Musical 4 if we're not going to have the entire original cast?
Well, you know something that's interesting? All of us, none of us have actually really talked about 4 that much together. So, but we've been working so hard on 3. 3 was made in a very short time. In fact, I think we finished filming 14 weeks ago, maybe 15 weeks ago, we finished filming the movie. And to be honest, I haven't even talked to Disney in depth about 4, so. We have a ways to go.
John?
That was the same
story. Okay, great.
Essentially, was the same question.
You got that? Okay. Right there?
This is for the sophomores. What was your audition process like?
I started most in London, because that's where I'm from. So, because I go to a drama school, most of the girls in my school auditioned, and it was quite competitive. So, I had the first audition, and then I got a call back where Kenny came over from America, and that was such a fun audition. He had me doing the coolest things. Like, I walked in, and I didn't know I had to do a dance, so Kenny just told me to put some music on and just improvise, and he had me dancing against the mirrors and strutting around the room and taking my hair down. It was so funny. And then I went to LA and met these guys, and we had a 3-day audition where I got paired up with Matt for most of the last day, and then waited till I got the call.
For me, when I originally auditioned for the role before Kenny and all that, they told me I was too small to play high school, so I almost didn't even get the role. And so I came to the callback, and that's where I got paired up with these two. And it was like a week of auditioning, right?
4 days.
Yeah, like 4 days. And each day, a lot of people got cut, and out of a whole bunch of people, we got picked. So it was a humbling moment, I think.
Yeah, and me and Justin pretty much had the same audition process, except I'm a couple feet taller. but it was definitely new to me, because I have no singing and dancing background whatsoever. Just the opportunity to audition for a High School Musical was a privilege for me. So I was just looking at it as, hey, I'm going to go in and give it my all and just have a great audition. And sure enough, Kenny had faith in me, and now I'm here.
We kind of run the audition process like a Broadway
It's a chorus line.
We bring a lot of people in, and Kenny works with them, groups of 50 or 60 people. And in fact, in Utah, I can't remember, was it 1,500 people we auditioned?
3,800.
3,800 people. We brought them in groups of 50 or 60, and they danced, and they were actually... They rehearsed, and then they danced the dance, and we started eliminating them like Broadway. And we did the same with the actors. When we first cast all these actors, we read several hundred kids. We brought in a group of 50 or 60, and at the end of the day, basically, we had our cast. And we did the same on two. Took a little longer on two.
Bill, could you talk a little bit about, you had a reality show going on at the same time. Could you talk about the process of having that sort of out there, and when was that final video shot that's cut into the end of the movie?
The video that's cut into the end of the movie was shot a few weeks ago, believe it or not. And the reality show was put on by actually ABC, and I was a bit tangential to it because I was making the movie at the time. So, but they did film the reality show in Salt Lake City where we were working, so ran back and forth a little.
Besides the actual movie itself, what is your favorite memory of Salt Lake, of being in Salt Lake? What did you do? Anything special?
Laker jazz game.
Yeah.
that's
that was
a great.
That was
fun. Getting to go, of course. We're Lakers fans. also jazz fans, of course. They were wonderful to make us feel so welcomed.
We got courtside seats.
We did get courtside seats, but I remember I sported the Lakers jersey in the jazz arena. And they invited us on the stage, and I got booed.
Corbin, we walked in the court, and he was wearing wasn't it a Kobe jersey?
It was a Kobe jersey.
Wearing a Kobe jersey, and like that's the Utah arena is well known for being like the loudest
really
arena
loud.
In the States, and actually Corbin held up his hand, and it was kind of awesome, but he got booed off. He got booed off the court.
But what was great was yesterday I actually got a chance to work with Magic Johnson, and I also saw Sasha, and they were in there, and they remembered it, and they were like, man, thank you so much for supporting the jersey. We're so proud of you. I was representing.
Lakers proud. Lakers proud.
By the way, Justin is not a Lakers fan. He's still sitting with us.
Fan, I'm not a Kobe fan.
He's a
fan. Not much of a difference because Kobe is kind of the holy.
It puts him in jeopardy for four, but that's okay.
Okay, this question is for Zach and Corbin. Are you guys registered to vote? Are you endorsing a candidate?
We are registered to vote.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I'm registered to vote, and I'm going to encourage voting, but I'm not going to encourage anyone to vote for a particular candidate.
Okay. I am registered to vote, and I'm a Barack Obama supporter.
One for Zach and one for everybody. Zach, you had a scary fan encounter recently. How are you holding up, and how are you dealing with this new level of stardom?
There was no scary fan encounter.
Didn't happen.
I didn't get touched. I don't know what exactly happened, but I kind of walked and got into a car, and then I had like all my relatives calling me, what happened? What happened? It was blown out of proportion. He might have, I don't recall.
In general, though, how do you deal with this level of stardom? I'm cover of Entertainment Weekly, just you. I mean, how is all of that in your life?
I'm having a good time.
Okay. And for everybody, what's the biggest thing that you take away from this experience? So, Zach and Corbin first.
Wow. That is one of the most difficult questions, just because it's so broad. This has been 3 years of our life. If you were to ask anybody in this room in the past 3 years of your life, to choose one specific moment, I mean, especially with everything that we've been through. You know, we've traveled the world. We've experienced all different types of cultures. We've met millions of people. We have been to it's impossible to lump it all into one specific moment. One thing I have said before was I don't know if I can choose a moment from this, but I think at the end of my life, I'll be able to say that one of the best moments of my life, the best times of my life, was when I was involved with High School Musical.
Zach, do you want to speak to
Anthony? Yeah, good friends and great movies. I'm really proud of everything that we've accomplished.
Well, how about the new kids? I mean, this is your first experience with it.
I
think it was just the fact that we got to be the new kids coming into this whole situation and, like, sort of learning the ropes from the people that have been doing it and that made it so big. I mean, that was just an experience within itself. So.
Yeah, and I'd never even been to America before my audition, so, you know, just, you know, doing all that, the whole thing is just so, you know, so surreal, and I don't think any of us can believe it's happening right now. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and I'd have to say the friendships would be the one thing I took from it. I mean, we had, 16 cast members and around 30 dancers. So, I mean, and all around the same ages. So you wake up with all these friends and you go to work with your friends, come home with your friends, and it's, you know, we really did become a family out there. So that's the one thing I'd say I miss most.
Did anyone take the souvenirs home? You said?
We tried. We ended up giving them all away.
Yeah,
it's true. In fact, just the other day we were in the editing room together, and I actually brought basketballs so that the kids could sign them and keep them for themselves. Because Corbin said, "I don't have anything from High School Musical 1, 2, or 3."
Well, I actually asked to keep my suit, the one of Troy's suits from the movie, and everyone's all, "No, we're really sorry. We might have reshoots, so we have to keep it." And I was like, all right, that's cool." Well, we walked into the El Capitan Theater, and my suit was on a mannequin. Like, please come touch the suit. And I was like, "Are you kidding? Reshoots? Reshoots?"
So,
I mean, no. It's still sitting in there, I'm sure.
The thing is, it's great. And Kenny and I obviously have a lot more experience than the younger actors. And it's so great to go to work every day with your friends. It's so great. We have fun together. We really do. And after 3 years of working really hard together, we all like each other. It's true.
Which is pretty rare.
So it's just rare. It's great.
Everybody, that's all we have time for. I'm sorry. We've got to move these guys to the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
We have a lot of time, guys.
Zach, Halloween's coming up. Could you imagine a Troy Bolton or a Link costume?
Are we stuck out of the room?
We never go out. We
that wouldn't be very original.
You got to go in here.
Which, what would?
Sorry, we have to go.
Are you talking about for me or for?
No,
we don't have time to sign over there.
Oh, no, that'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
We got to go. I'm trapped.